you can't say a word, you can smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime,
everybody. This is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day and delivering a little song, a bit of philosophy and a smile that we earnestly pray will do some good and brighten your life, if only for a minute. Well, I've been a-gardening again. You know, it's a right nice thing to read and write and sing and talk, but that's all brain work. And if you keep at it too steady, you sort of get top-heavy. And so you just got to get away from it for a spell and go and drop in old Mother Nature. Dig and rake and hoe and patch. And then as sure as you do, something happens that gives you food for thought. Here I was a-fussing around an old tree, softening up the ground, when I spied a bit of grass in the dirt round the tree. I reached down to uproot it, and bless your heart, I kept a-pulling and a-yanking, and the more I pulled, the longer the string of grass got. I'd got hold of a piece of devil grass that, like a serpent, had woven its way all over the ground, and it had taken root in one continuous string every few inches. When I got to the end of what I thought was the end, I had about 8 or 10 feet of grass in my hand. And I'm just as sure as shooting that where I left off was just the beginning of others like the one that I had. I don't wonder that folks call it devil grass. Beats anything I ever see for sneaking into vacant places. In a little old garden away from the world, I wander and sing mid the blossoms unfurled. I treasure its music, its sunshine and dew, for I live and love there with you. It's a little old garden when I'm tired and old. I pray God may give me to heaven to
hold. It's songbirds and roses and glory all mine. And you, dear, to make that dear garden divine.
Well, sir, Mr. Devilgrass got me to thinking. Now, that's just how the devil creeps into our lives. And we don't know how much of him we've got in us until we uproot him. And after we get to what we think is the end of him, we may have left a little root that will start right back a-growing again. And so it behooves us to keep a sharp lookout and cut him down whenever we find him sneaking around. Now, I'm not talking, friends, about the flesh and blood devil. I'm talking about a more subtle thing. The evil we think, the mean things we say and do, the fault-finding and silent accusation, suspicion, fear and doubt, hatred, envy, jealousy, greed, intolerance. That is the devil that we've got to stamp out and uproot and cast into the discard. How many times do we find his tentacles reaching out and taking hold of the soil of our souls, our consciousness, and looking for an open space to pop out and bind his roots into a new place. Always looking for moist and fertile ground. And when he's got a good hold and wound himself around, he starts squeezing and crushing out the good of life like a boa constrictor until there's nothing left but the shell of our former selves. What can we do to prevent this? Keep our hearts and our minds and bodies clean. Send out kind thoughts. Elevate our souls to the finer and the better things. Good company, good books, good music. Fill our hearts with love and the knowledge of the beautiful things of life. And fill them so full that even the devil grass cannot find room in the garden of our souls.
In the hush of the peaceful twilight, as you sit for a while alone, and you dream in the garden of long ago, when the seeds of the past were sown, when you think of the state, the roses you've loved the best, like a vision clear, comes a memory dear, bringing gladness and quiet rest. All the world is a wonderful garden. There are flowers that we all must tend. There's a rose in each heart that will blossom from the dawn to the journey's end. It shall bloom in its beauty eternal, breathing fragrance from heaven above, till the shadows deep bring a peaceful sleep in the garden of love.
Yeah. ever seen a person stamp out the fire from a lighted cigar or cigarette? Well, if we would, when evil thoughts enter our minds, refuse to let them take root in our consciousness and change our trend of thought to something good, we'd be stamping out the devil grass from our consciousness. And only good could possibly result. I know a lovely garden where bloom the sweetest flowers, and there from morn to even I pass away the until the dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody.